the local sanitariums. I was between Scylla and Charybdis now, because if I did not drink, my stomach tortured me, and if I did, my nerves did the same thing. After 3 years of this, I wound up in the local hospital, where they attempted to help me. But I would get my friends to smuggle me a quart, or I would steal the alcohol about the building, so that I got rapidly worse. Finally, my father had to send a doctor out from my hometown, who managed to get me back there in some way, and I was in bed about 2 months before I could venture out of the house. I stayed about town a couple of months more, and then returned to resume my practice. I think I must have been thoroughly scared by what had happened, or by the doctor, or probably both, so that I did not touch a drink again until the country went dry. With the passing of the 18th Amendment, I felt quite safe. I knew everyone would buy a few bottles or cases of liquor as their exchequers permitted, and that it would soon be gone. Therefore, it would make no great difference, even if I should do some drinking. At that time, I was not aware of the almost unlimited supply the government made it possible for us doctors to obtain. Neither had I any knowledge of the bootlegger who soon appeared on the horizon. I drank with moderation at first, but it took me only a relatively short time to drift back into the old habits which had wound up so disastrously before. During the next few years, I developed two distinct phobias. One was the fear of not sleeping, and the other was the fear of running out of liquor. Not being